Lowe's sabe que a todos nos gusta ahorrar, especialmente en esta temporada. Por eso escogimos deals buenísimos para Early Black Friday. Obtén gratis una herramienta selecta DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman al comprar una batería o un kit selecto. También tenemos árboles de Navidad preiluminados selectos desde $59.98, porque nunca es muy pronto para poner el arbolito. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Hasta agotar existencia, selección varía por lugar.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Are you a content creator looking for a space to create and elevate your brand? Well, look no further. The Core Queen Podcast Studios is now open. Core Queen Podcast Studios offers spaces for content creators to record or to live stream their podcast. Whether you're an aspiring creator or you're a seasoned vet, the Core Queen Podcast Studios is here for all your content creator needs. Visit CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com for more info. That's CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com today.
Hey, how y'all doing? You know who I am. I'm your girl, Didi Leggett, a.k.a. the Core Queen, and I have one of Carolina's, L.A.'s, hell, the world's best comedians on my show today. Y'all welcome Papa Jugo.
And it's Hugo.
It is not with a J. Are you Puerto Rican?
I mean, no, I'm not Puerto Rican. My mom's fun, but well, like it is Spanish though. I'm fucking dead.
I mean,
not the hair.
You got the Puerto Ricky.
It's okay. I got the Puerto Ricky.
You got the Puerto Ricky.
Or the pretty Ricky.
The Puerto Ricky.
I'm fucking dead. I hate you already.
Welcome to the show. I need my engineer to fix that camera though.
We could do the intro again.
No, we live, baby.
We live. Hell yeah.
They good. They be all right.
Fuck them. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to introduce y'all to Hugo.
Yeah. She can mess my name up. My favorite color, green, anyway. Green because I'm going. Hello.
Yo.
Nah, I'm playing. not for real.
Yo.
As long as you got good spirit.
Something is wrong with you, really. For real. I'm going to introduce him, y'all. For the people that don't know who he is, okay? He's a pretty big deal. He was born in Greensboro, North Carolina, the country. Grew up in Durham, North Carolina, a little country. He's 30 years old.
30.
The soul of a 50-year-old.
Dirty.
He is a stand-up comedian, a writer, curator, producer, and promoter.
Ooh.
And y'all, he is a member... a part of Omega Sci-Fi Fraternity Incorporated. He currently lives in Hollywood, California, and he is a comedian who has a podcast for mental health, and it's called Laugh Away From Home.
And I just dropped that bitch.
Hey.
Hello. Come on now.
Welcome, Hugo.
Talk to me. Papa. Nice.
See? Let me just... That should be Poppy. I'm sorry.
See, here you go. I see. I changed it to worldwide because as I got bigger in the comedy industry, like people saying Papa Hugo, calling me on stage like that, like as a man hearing a man say it, and then four men having to say it, it's like
I ain't calling no dude delicious.
Yeah, but like I go by Hugo Alexander, and most of the white clubs and everything, I just put my name or whatever. But it's like. the Instagram, at least, like, it was Papa Hugo. And yeah, I'm like, we're gonna just do worldwide at this point because I'm everywhere. So
I know that's right. Yeah, shit. Do a little flex. I hear you. So what inspired you to create your mental health podcast?
To be honest, like, I feel like mental health is something that in the Black community we don't express enough. And I feel like a lot of us have such a dark humor to ourselves because we're dealing with anxieties and depressions. And like, that's why so many people self-deprecate or like have moments where they kind of down in themselves, because it's like, that's how you cope for the things that you might have went through in adolescence. So to be able to have like comedy be specifically there to heal, you know, I felt like it was a brand that made sense for, you know, who I was. Like, I've always been funny. Like, I was the fat kid as a child, really? Like in middle school and early high school, like before I got in shape. And then I'm definitely a dad right now. Dad, but you know what I'm saying? Middle school to early high school, I was the fat kid. You feel me? I was the nigga writing poetry to try to get the female and shit. I was passing notes. I had all the snacks. You feel me? I was, I had the comfort food. You feel me? Like, I knew how to, I was smart. I was doing bitches' homework. You know what I'm saying? Oh, like, I was willing and dealing. You feel me? But like,
that is funny.
I always been funny because that was like my mechanism. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up in Durham, like, and I didn't like, I wasn't like from a hood family, but like, I stayed in areas that weren't, you like, I didn't go outside, you know what I'm saying? So being that I didn't hang with kids and shit, like when I would go to school, I would have to deal with all that shit all the time. So it's like, you know, when you in Durham, you had to either be funny, play sports, or fight, and or all three. And usually if you do all three, you can get out of there. Okay. And that's like kind of how it works. So like, yeah, nigga was fighting, nigga was funny, nigga could play sports, and I was smart. So I definitely was leaving. You feel me? I just had to wait till I grew into myself. Like, bitch, I'm 17. I'm going places. Nigga, fuck y'all. Nigga, I'm still, nigga, I was homecoming king. By the, bro, like, I was like the nerd. You feel me? Like, like, I'm 13 in high school taking AP calculus. As a freshman in high school, literally taking AP calculus, helping as a teacher's assistant in for algebra 1 and 2, changing grades for money and shit. Like, got my teacher fired. Shout out to her.
Are you serious?
I hope she's okay. I hope she's not like.
I hope she's okay.
This was years ago, and I said I would never say it, but I gotta get it off my chest because mental health is a thing. Like I said, so.
Your mental health.
It's fucking with my mental health. This is probably why I ain't made it yet, man. I gotta get that shit off me, man. God know my heart. So out here trying to buy J's when I was a kid, man.
You done got that lady fired.
Nah, but you should, like, it was my fault. But to take up for you, like, you knew I was changing grades. Why you want checking them? Ain't no way. I've been doing this for 2 years now.
Right. Mm-mm. She knew what you was doing.
What? You knew, you knew this was a part of you. You used to leave me in the class for 30 minutes at a time. Ma'am, this is not your lunch.
Oh my God. Yo, that is too
If
much.
I'm the teacher, who need their grade changed real quick? This was before Cash App, nigga.
You gotta have your cash.
A
on
grade
hand.
Change come with some Skittles and a Gatorade. I used to sell candy, nigga. I used to have the deals, the bundles.
You was in school hustling.
Hustling. I used to cut grass too.
You was real hustler. You weren't playing. You trying to get your money.
That's why my name Hugo Landscape. Nah, I'm playing.
See, Puerto Rican.
I'm joking.
You gonna deport your ass? You better shut up.
I'm there. Now I got all papers. my mama darker than these pants.
Oh,
I got
my God. So what has been your experience with like using comedy, particularly for you to heal?
I started comedy because of therapy. Like, you feel me? Like, I started comedy almost 3 years ago. Like, like right after my son was born. Cause like during the pregnancy of my baby mom and when he was first born, I had like hella, we had I'm not doing baby mama bashing this year, but we had a very,
not this year.
I'm turning over a new leaf. I won't be affected, but, but you know, we had disagreements and we didn't see eye to eye early on. So I was in therapy at the time, but it wasn't working. And I would meet, shout out to my pastor, Pastor Goins in Greensboro. I would meet with him every Wednesday and shit. And like when I would meet with him, like he would talk to me or whatever, and he would be like, yo, you know, you making all the shit you talking about funny. Maybe you should just go to, he was like, you already hosting events and doing doing like artist stuff. He was like, you should just go to a comedy open mic. And I'm like, you know, I started thinking about that shit. Like, you know what? Yeah, I should. Mm-hmm. And fucked around and went to this mic in Winston-Salem called Monstercade. It's like this gay bar that is like super white and it's like super dark humor. I went in there and like, I did all right. But like, that's when I was like, oh, okay. Like, I got somewhere to release, and I just started doing it. And like 3 months after I started, I like was like, nah, I'm about to go to Atlanta and throw a show, because I already knew the comedy scene was cool out there. Mm-hmm. I already had been throwing parties and moving around for music out there. So I had like information on shit, and I know how to promote. So I'm like, I can get people in the fucking building. I know what the fuck to do. Even if I ain't funny yet, bitch, I'm the host. I'm here to entertain, niggas. Let's go. So
you said you do music. What kind of music do you do?
I write music. I still ain't really released shit, but I got hundreds of songs for years.
Why haven't you released it?
Because that shit was always therapy for me. Like, I even got it on my hand. Like, I got a heart with a headphones on it, holding it. But like, yeah, music and writing music and poetry and just writing lyrics, like that always was like a getaway. So like, I'm gonna drop music. I got music out though. And videos, but
you rap, you sing,
both. Yeah,
all right, come on, multi-talented.
Yeah, usually sing better between thighs. I have a sense of a hum when I'm, you know.
You can really
hear my vibrato.
What is wrong with you?
It's the vibrations.
I was not ready at all,
man.
You are insane. Okay, let me get my stuff together. Y'all.
You just so chocolate. Like, that's why I wore my chocolate pants. I said, yeah, I'm finna go sit in front of chocolate. So I'm gonna put chocolate on.
You are a trip. Yes. I swear. Oh my God.
Vacation with me sometime. You said I'm a trip. I like that.
Hugo.
Okay.
So we often hear that men may not be, I want to say, open to like have type vulnerable conversations with other men.
Mm-hmm.
How can Black men in particular be more supportive to other Black men when it comes to opening up about that?
Niggas got to get closer to God.
Mm.
Niggas don't be close to God. You can't give another man grace if you ain't found God yet. Like, a lot of times niggas not even looking at the perspective of the man. Like, they either like, either he weaker than you or he's stronger than you. If he's stronger than you, you don't want to be around him because you need power and you don't want to feel weak. Mm. If he weaker than you, you either manipulating it or you don't want to be around it because you are in a space where you don't want it to bleed on you. So a lot of times we not in a place of reaching and teaching. We in a place of like reaching and taking.
You better preach to the people today.
You know, that's a quote too. Reaching and teaching versus reaching and taking. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pulling you in to teach you something for you to go out and teach versus pulling you in to have you do something to sit right here and be like, in a process that I'm in versus creating your own. So a lot of people not trying to help you create your own.
Oof, listen, they sure ain't.
Yeah.
No, that's good, because I've had lots of panels of men and women and then mixed. And for the most part, majority, maybe 100%, maybe 99% of men have always said that they do not feel comfortable being vulnerable or sharing their vulnerabilities with women. How can women make y'all feel more safe to do that?
That shit start with his mama. Like, if he talk to his mama more and he can get through like the times where he not feeling what his mama saying, and he can love on his mama when she not agreeing with him and shit. And you'll learn a lot about, you know, how at least a Black woman work. You feel me? Like, my mama, one of them, she a Capricorn. She, you know, is a hard ass. She like a Gabrielle Union in every movie. Like, deliver us, deliver us from Eva, nigga. Like, you feel me? This motherfucker working hard, and she'll tell you about yourself, nigga. You don't, you're not tall enough. You don't make enough money. You ain't in shape, nigga. My mama's still in shape, all type of shit. So, like, so it's like, I feel like if people was more in tune with their family or with their mom, like, as a man, you'll understand like that grace again, that grace or that like unconditional love you got to show for your mom. Cause it's like, you still a protector and a provider as a child, and especially being a son, and you like a lot of us find our traits of our mom in the women that we date, mm-hmm. or opposite.
Yeah.
But it's like, at the same time, as a man, you can't really start a family with a woman who doesn't have that nurturing feel, mm-hmm. of your mom. You know what I'm right. saying? So to, you know, be able to build with a woman, a lot of men don't have the mental capacity to have started with you the right way. Ooh. So
listen,
to fuck with you on one side of you versus another side, like if I'm fucking with you because we thing and we hanging out and we doing whatever, that's different than me fucking with you to build with you and to right. have you a part of my life forever.
Yeah.
You know, so like the standards are different. So I feel like women hold men to a standard that a lot of men don't hold themselves to. So it'd be hard to talk about something that you may not have even said to yourself, like, mm. how I'm gonna tell her something for the first time. I ain't even really told myself this shit.
Oh, that's deep. That's a good one. Because all the men that I've talked
to. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
To just use an excuse, and they're saying, well, I opened up one time before and they used it against me, so I'm never doing it again.
Nah, but niggas use it against females too, because if you hear a bitch got 30 bodies, you're gonna be like, damn. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, but a nigga will have 200 bodies.
Yeah.
Nigga been fucking since he was 13. I've been having sex since I was 13 years old.
Damn.
I'm not saying I got 200 bodies, but I'm just saying.
Damn. No,
I've been fucking since I was 13. Like, right. I had sex at 13. I was playing varsity basketball at 13. I was 6 foot at 13. You get what I'm saying? Like,
and you were funny.
That too.
That's the, you know what I'm saying? You didn't get it.
No care. And I was eating coochie at 13. Definitely. For sure. For sure. I ate it for my first time. I was hungry when I went over there.
Oh, God.
I had ate all day. My mama don't cook. So I went over there like, damn, this some shit for me to try, I guess. Ain't none of my friends talked about this yet.
Oh, my God.
I was on varsity. All the niggas was talking about sex. They weren't talking about head yet. I was like, hey, I was the nigga that they wouldn't get a water bottle to. Like, nah,
what in the world?
But it was with one chick, though. You feel me? She was older, too. So that's why, you know, I fuck with her. She was a senior at the time. So, like, I was, you know, when you, as a freshman, you coming in, and when you from middle school, right? You are like, when you are a good player, you go to these teen camps over the summer, mm-hmm. and shit, and you, the cheerleaders go and the basketball players go and shit. It's at NC State in Carolina or whatever. All of the different teams from all around North Carolina play. Mm-hmm. But like, I had, you know, I was on the team. I met Shawty like before school started, and she kind of like, I came up to her and she like, oh boy, you young as hell. Like, what the fuck? And I ended up having to tutor her in algebra too, because I told you I was in AP calculus. So like, I'm like, yeah, bitch, I'm young, but you dumb.
Very dumb.
Nah, but it was cool though. Like, and it was like a love don't cost a thing type of situation. Like, I like helped her like for half of the semester, and like for real, she had did good on the test, and like she took me home because she used to drive. Like, we kind of stayed by each other. She took me home. She was like, you ever had sex before? And I'm like,
what?
Nah. And in my head, right? I'm like, I'm on varsity. This is a bitch people want. And like, she want me now because I done helped her out and shit. And like, it's like, she done got a car. She done got a new car because she done like got her grades up and shit. Her people was fucking with her. She was rich at the time. Nigga, I'm like, nah. She like, oh, I want to take your virginity. I'm like, I'm in there like,
that is so predatory.
Nigga, I'm sweating. Nigga,
that is so predatory. Oh my God. Yeah.
It was a, I'm gonna have to release a book about it.
Yeah,
something.
That's a lot.
Shout out to her making me an eater. I would not. It was niggas eating pussy for the first time at 19. This nigga already knows what steak tastes like. He don't want to eat no fucking pussy raw.
Oh,
he like steak well done and medium well. He don't want no pussy.
Yo, you are out of control.
These niggas.
We want her arrested. That's fucking
nah. She helped me not be a nose ring fanny pack ass nigga, bro.
Were you that?
No, I'm just saying like that early. that shit made me a man quick. Like, it, I ain't gonna lie. Like, it was,
you think so?
Hell yeah. Like, not saying that sex makes you a man quick, but to have to address the things that came with it, like me feeling what I felt, like hurt me feeling vulnerable doing it with her the first time, and then realizing that she's a popular chick in school, and like having to be like the nigga, like moving around like as her shadow, and then people know me as that, and then having to rebuild myself after that. Like, it was like I went through a process that prepared me for like so much more later on. Like, and then especially like with dealing with women, like, it's okay for you to be everything that a woman wants and still not be the nigga she choose. Like, mm-hmm. that's cool. And you still can go be great and find the next motherfucker. Like, so at that time, like, I was just a lover boy, and I needed to go through that early as fuck. So I didn't have that whole, oh, I'm in college, I'm 18, I've been with a chick 3 years, we get married, we beat each other up 2 years later, I'm in jail. We got two kids, I don't know what the fuck to do with myself, my dreams are dead. Like, nah, I didn't want to be like that. Get that shit out the way.
That's why still was a predator.
That's why I don't want no chick. I don't even want no pure chick, man. Be somebody that is just recovering from
from
doing whatever the hell you needed to do. I don't give a fuck.
You wanted our system?
I need a bitch.
Or
in
you
recovery.
Want her experience.
That
recovery.
I need it out your nah, cause it can still be in your system because I'm turnt with whatever type shit. But like just have some God on you and mm-hmm. be in recovery. Like be
what
working,
is we recovering from?
Like it can be from whatever. Like,
don't say whatever, because she could have been a crackhead.
Nah, but if you from? Nah, I mean, even if you was a crackhead, like to have gotten in my face as a crackhead, you was the number one crackhead of America. Like, you'd be surprised how many people doing coke, crack, mushrooms, lean, these niggas.
Crack is different.
Nah, I get it. I'm not saying I would date a crackhead, but I'm saying you don't know where your love is.
It's not nobody on no damn drugs.
Hey, man, she
not
might inspire
to
me
them.
To write a joke that take me out of here. Like, man, I was dating this crackhead, and she rocks.
Fuck up.
All right.
Yo. Oh, God.
I was dating
I can't
this
even get to the
rocks.
Next damn cop question.
I'm quiet. I'm quiet.
Serious question in your Oh, God.
If y'all see me looking down in the camera, her feet cute and she got French tip. So that's why I keep doing the Ray Charles.
You got a foot fetish?
I mean, I suck toes.
Obviously, you ate pussy at 13. Toes is...
Yeah, I was eating ass at 18. Well, 17. Like before, right before prom, I started eating ass. I was dealing with a chick named Jasmine Horton.
Why would you say her name?
She married now.
Right. So that's oh my God.
Everybody knew us in high school. We was toxic, man. That shit was
you
bad.
Did not have to say a lady name.
Nah, she was one of them chicks like beating me up all the way up to the principal's office. I'm like trying to get the principal, like, yo, you know me. Because
you was
on.
Eating her ass.
Yeah, that shit was bad. I don't know what I was on. Baby.
Oh, my God.
I was eating ass. I was picking her up at 6:30 and taking her to school in my whip. And then I didn't even have to get to school till 12:30 because I was like already done with all my courses and shit. Like I was.
You bruh. Had too much time on your hands.
Yeah, it was. I should have had a baby back then, honestly. Yeah, that's what I'm glad. Like, I was blessed, man. God had a way of honoring my steps.
He protects babies and fools.
That too. And honestly, because for real, the fools is the talented ones. Like, absolutely. The fools are the ones that are misled, and the fools are the free spirited. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with a little guidance and with a little, you know, faith.
Mm-hmm. you right on track.
Fools end up being fortunate. So
I'm
just trying to
that.
Be fortunate out here.
So what are some tools that you use outside of comedy that will help you with mental health or whatever? Trying to stay in line.
Meditation or like find the things that I enjoy. Like you have to really like look inside yourself and like try different shit. Like, you know, like even if it's food, even if it's you know. Like, I like to bowl. That's, like, one of my things. Like, I can bowl any day, all day. I can bowl every day if I feel like it. Mm-hmm. Like, I got a whole ball. I'm one of them.
I
like,
got a ball, too.
Yeah, that's what's up. Like, I don't ever try because I got money on me for sure.
I ain't worried about that.
I'm just saying, I'm an average 197. You get what I'm saying? On a good game, 243. On a bullshit game, 160 through my legs, under the legs, like... Like, I'm one of them. I got footage. I'll send
show
it to you.
Boulder.
We could put this on the thing whenever it comes out. Yeah, I'm one of those. Like, you're going to be mad on the date. Like, This nigga get a haircut and start acting different. You said you'll
I'll
do it.
I'll push you down.
Nah, yeah. I like that. If you push me down on a date, I'm going to just fall like I'm falling on a bed. And in my head, I'm going to be in paradise. So it'll be fine.
Oh, my God. This... Yeah. So meditation.
Your boyfriend watched these?
Meditation.
You
bowling.
Got a boyfriend?
And what else did you say?
You don't be saying if you got a boyfriend on here.
What else did you say you use?
Oh, so he ain't public. Cool. Do he watch this?
Do you? What else do you use?
Is he the investor?
Investor? I got my own money.
Nah, I'm playing. I'm not playing though. I gotta ask. It's Charlotte. You never know. I wish I had an investor.
I wouldn't deal with nobody in Charlotte if you paid me to.
That's why I'm in LA. Look at us starting our future. Hello.
Period.
You get on my nerves. I'm not gonna play with you. It's her feeding into it. I hate it. What's the next question?
I was trying to figure, because you said something I needed to rebut. You said meditation. You said food.
Oh yeah, food.
Don't use food, please. I'm a fitness coach. Don't.
But I'm not saying like you got to pig out and go get a fucking.
But
honey,
that's what they do.
A honey bun burger.
That's like, what they do though.
No. I mean like food, like trying different cultures of food, like
these big packs don't give a damn about that. They just trying to get a big old plate.
That too, but at the same time, you know, I feel like I would rather them.
Fred, somebody on the door.
I would rather them be a big back than. Oh, that's
one of your people.
Yeah, that's damn, my bad. That's Party Boy. Y'all would be a good connect too. He does like a bunch of radio shit out in Raleigh, but he just moved to Charlotte. But he got like hella shit going on. He like promotes and does a bunch of shit, and he, you know, is a him knocking like the police though was crazy.
Right, I'm like,
yeah, my bad. My bad, brother.
Yeah,
hey, Party Boy. Hey,
please don't walk past that.
Don't.
Camera.
Yeah. We already see. I gave you a little shout out on here, my boy. I love you. Hell yeah, bro. A pleasure, bro. You was knocking, and
okay,
I have.
We on a live show.
My bad. I know. My fault. Okay. I'm sorry. We had to let him know. Look, time out.
How you doing?
You gonna see me? You gonna see me flirt with her the whole time? I'm sorry.
He said that's good.
She don't like me or nothing. I like her. So, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I don't want you to think this is double-sided because it's not. She's being super professional.
Hugo, what advice would you give someone who is apprehensive about going to therapy?
Apprehensive? Mm-hmm. I would ask them first, who do you talk to? Mm. You know, like, that's a good question because if you're not talking to nobody, and you're not talking to God, you talking to yourself. And like, how much do you actually know? How much have you dealt with for real?
Right.
And are you talking to yourself about a new thing that you have never dealt with? Like, so you don't have anything to look at or a different perspective. It's hard to, you know, steer yourself in that way. So you got to kind of engage with people and like figure out a way to, if you're not going to a therapist, because it's hard to, like, it's finding a good therapist is hard because, you know, you go to therapy and you think, how are you feeling? And then you be like, oh, I feel bad. He'd be like, so I'm hearing you feel bad. Tell me why you feel bad. You'd be like, I feel bad because my grandma died, my dog died, and my dad died all on the same day in the same car. And I was on the way and I was supposed to be in the car and I feel like I'm supposed to be dead too. So I hear you are blaming yourself for the car accident. Do you know that it's not your fault? And like, no, I did not blame for myself for the car accident. I don't even know.
It sounds like you've been through this before.
Bruh, it's the worst. Like, I hate that shit. And then they be like, especially the ones, like, if you go to the ones that's trying to, like, drug you up and really sell medicine, because, like, you know, that'd be a lot of it, too. Like, a lot of them are not trying to naturally figure out ways to do it. That's why I was glad that I had a therapist that like brung up the fact that I was being funny in the meetings and telling me that she felt like I just was in therapy. Like, she's like, you in therapy just to say you here. Like,
she called you out.
Yeah. She like, you ain't shit wrong with you. You all right. So I'm like, man.
Yeah. The therapist does matter. I have an amazing therapist, black female.
So how do you feel about therapy? Like, what do you rate therapy on your scale of necessity in life?
One. Right under God.
Okay, yeah.
I have a master's degree in psychology and counseling, so I'm huge on therapy.
I love that. Shout out. My uncle owns a mental health agency, so like I used to work in mental health, and I like.
Yeah, it's major and it's super important. and it's not utilized enough. I think right now in this culture, it's like a buzzword. And people just say it just because it's clickbait and it sounds good and they don't really actually follow through or execute on it.
Yeah. Most women that work in mental health are really good for hustlers. Like, that shit, I don't know if that's your life, but I'm just...
No, it's not my life.
I'm just saying, like, you'd be surprised. Like, all of them women that work in the health field, and they be, man, it'd be like, they nigga be a nigga that need to be decompressed at all times.
Well, I find that's why I attract. So, yeah,
I can see that.
But my real job is IT. I'm an IT professional.
Ooh, so you really be hacking niggas' phones. I see what's going on.
I don't have time for that.
Yeah. She's like, honestly, I could have hacked your shit because your password's weak.
Mm-mm. If I got to even look at your phone, you got to get out.
I love that. You can have my phone. Answer it. I'll be like, man, I told them I was with the woman in the green. Look at the text message. We're on live. I told them I was going to be on my girlfriend's podcast. Like,
yo, would you cut?
You said your boyfriend don't watch this.
Right? I didn't say anything. I never answered a question you asked.
She don't want to tell the live that she got a boyfriend, but if she do, he's on live right now doing the interview. Hello, y'all. So, no. All right.
Anyway, how does the entertainment industry contribute to your mental health, good or bad?
Ooh, both sides. That shit. Because I mean, comedy itself is the hardest thing in the world. Like, before I got to the point where I was fighting a good fight and like knowing how to maneuver on stage anywhere I go.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's not rewarding. It's not reassuring. It's not gonna pay you. Like, you have to build a brand and be the brand and the person that people are paying for other things other than comedy, like specifically on stage. Like, I performed at D. Ray Davis Room, Hollywood Improv. They pay all of the comics $25 in cash, like, to go up there for 10 minutes. And like, it's super hard to get on it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, Chocolate Sundays, I'm a Chocolate Sundays regular. Mm. They pay like, I'm not going to say what they pay, but you feel me? You're not finna do nothing but go on a little cute little date or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to really be moving around and having a brand, producing your own shows, and like having motion in different places, connecting the dots on several days in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The industry could be exhausting.
Hell yeah. Because people are so tight knit, and then people are so grungy. Like, I done had my run ins with a hell of people in the industry, and low class, high class. Me, when it comes to me, treat me with respect. I treat you with respect. If we fall out, I ain't got nothing bad to say about you. I don't got whatever we was on, we was on. But like, I'm the type of nigga, like, I want you to win. If somebody asks me about you, I ain't got nothing negative to say. I'm gonna put you in play.
Right.
It don't got nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? And like, I just wish people had that type of reciprocity with the fallout. Cause like, honestly, every person I ever really worked with, I was working harder than and doing more for. And I probably got to a point where I felt like I was being, you know, drained by, you know, wanting it more than a certain person, or even putting them in position and them not seeing how much I'm draining myself to create the opportunity. So, you know, that's why when I started pushing myself, like, and then I got the whole lick to be able to just go to like LA, I was like, fuck them. I dropped everything, nigga. Fuck them.
Yeah.
It's been up ever since.
And that, so you moved from Durham to?
No, I got a house in Greensboro that I own. Oh, so I've owned that since I was 22.
Okay. Because I found that this area.
3-bedroom, 2.5-bathroom. Oh, cul-de-sac.
You. Thank you for
private fence.
Letting us know
the dynamic. Nah, I was letting you know. Baby, we Fred, got private. Quick,
can you fix his camera? Because it's zoomed out like the panel is over there when it's isolated on him. So, yeah, because what I found out in this area, I don't know why it's like this here, but it's very cliquish here. And it's well, I've been in the military. I've lived a lot of places. And in the entertainment industry, particularly here, I found that they're not very supportive.
Well, you are a diamond in the rough. Let's say it like that. Because, like, people who have your platform, people who are, like, you cover, like a couple of demographics. You get what I'm saying?
I'm not like, talking about they're not supported to me. I get support, period. I'm talking about in the like music industry here.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, like, mm-mm. It's because the industry's not here. So like the people who hold the ticket are still trying to wait on their ticket.
Like, well, what I just read, right before, actually, before you walked in here, I ain't going to say no names who post I read it from. It's a big music person here in Charlotte. And he put up a chart that shows that this area is where it is and where all the, like, Atlanta artists come in.
Well,
uh-huh. And Atlanta artists come in and they capitalize on the music industry here, well, unlike the natives do.
Because we, as consumers, fuck with the music. Because when we see shiny new shit, and we finally get hip to something that's been popping, like, as consumers, we all fuck with it. But, you know, like, when you are from a place and you're seeing somebody that you saw in middle school or high school, and, like, a lot of people don't have the know-how to support that and still feel.
Well, see, and that's where I feel like when I was stationed in different, like, Alabama, wherever, like, they are really, in Texas, they're really supportive of their local artists. Here, mm. it's a clique of people that's supportive, but to, like...
It's because of the, it's, I mean, when did you get here?
2018.
Yeah. So like, that was like right before COVID really hit type shit. Mm-hmm. Right. That, and the baby had just popped around that time. Mm-hmm. So you came around a time where a nigga who not necessarily even from here and like is technically by way of Carolina, like popped on some major shit. The first person to ever do it. Cause you thinking what? About. I mean,
not like, the first person to ever do it
to be
maybe
like
a rap. No, well, not even a rap.
Like,
no,
to I mean, you got J. Cole, but we talking
you
about
got
like
Knife Wonder,
but we talking about a trap rapper, a nigga with like a nigga that got a grunge, you know, like because music industry is really street. So, like, all of the people we see people rep in Atlanta and LA and all these different places have hood reps and all of that different shit.
They
like,
have a sound, this place don't that, have one.
That, well, I mean, I just feel like we're naturally like. We're naturally everything here. You know what I'm saying?
Then that's the problem.
But I don't feel like we need a sound. I feel like everywhere that you think that music's popping, that shit is popping because there is an underground drug realm of people who have cliques of people who are willing to fuck with a dream to create a greater purpose because there's a number one hustler in the situation. Like,
but there's no identity here. That's probably you.
Yeah,
can't,
because there's no loyalty either. You know what I'm saying?
That's what my point was. That was my original point. Yeah, like,
but that's everywhere though. Like,
it's not though. I think y'all is. Think that. I don't
nah,
think it is.
I was just saying, I was living in Atlanta for a little bit, and it's like that too. It's very clickish. If
but
you're
the
not,
cliques in Atlanta, they support like.
But
here
you gotta
they don't
get in
support.
On it. How do you get in on it though?
Well, first of all, you probably got to sound like them.
Not even sound you. They don't. You, first of all, music. You don't want to sound like nobody.
No, you want your area to have a sound. So when I hear your song, I know. Oh, they from Atlanta. Oh, they from Memphis.
I mean,
they from
yeah,
Texas,
but
they from Florida.
That don't create individuality in your brand. I don't want you to look at my music and be like,
I'm
oh,
not
he from LA.
Sound like them.
It's people like that's from New York. It's people that ain't even gonna listen to a nigga because he from a certain place. But if because he sounding like that, like let's say I don't like the
but that's
offbeat.
How the whole trap sound came about because they all sound the same.
But it
the drill music because it all
know,
sounds the same.
But how do I know a nigga? So all of the Detroit rappers and the different rappers like in Texas and shit that was doing the offbeat punches and doing that. How do I differentiate who I'm listening to?
When it's a when
as
it's
a fan, how
when
do
it's
I
a genre
say,
of music,
oh, is...
when it's an era of music, that it sounds the same. That's what how it gets played on the radio, the
right.
BPMs, all that stuff, because it sounds the same. Auto-tune, right. If you don't do something with auto-tune, you're probably not going to get played because that's the sound. Just like back when it was a chopped and screwed, that was the sound. That's what it
it's
is.
It's really money, though. It don't really mean... like
money's
going
to always be a part
you
of
could,
it. That's
you
in
could,
any
you
industry.
Could, like, you could literally take a song that like ain't really a song worth nothing and like having enough money and enough connections and enough professionalism.
Yeah, and it'll
fizzle
out as quick as it went up. I'm talking about a whole cultural change of mm-hmm. a sound like Future did. Like there was an actual sound that you had to right. emulate in order to be recognized, whether you have money or not.
But you thinking about that because a lot of niggas are looking at, not even because of the rapper, it's a certain sound because the producer is putting you there, the engineer is putting you there. The rappers go in there raw as fuck. They don't, a lot of rappers don't even know how to make, they don't even know how to make the song sound like how they want it to sound. And for years, they be rapping well, and until they get with a good engineer, they songs don't do shit.
Believe me, I know all of this. I was a manager for some years. I get it, but I'm telling you, Carolinas does not have a sound. And unless you're from here, most of the musicians that's from here, you don't know that they're from here.
Most people say that the Carolina sound is like the J. Cole style, like the
that's what people in the Carolina say.
Yeah, that
if you go out of the Carolina, most people do not know that Rhapsody's from here, that Ninth Wonder's from here,
because they don't
Hamilton's from here,
because they don't rep it.
The only reason they know Fantasia from here is because
they don't rep it.
Was on America Idol.
That means they don't rep it. That means that we are a place where people are not choosing to rep.
You know she's from Memphis because you can hear the accent.
Bitch, I'm from Memphis. What you know about? She's saying it.
You can hear it.
Anthony Hamilton not saying I'm in North Carolina.
No,
like, he's not doing
you
that.
You can hear the sound.
He's not doing. Fantasia's not saying no.
You don't have to say you're from somewhere for people to know what the sound. That you that the accent that you can
I don't
hear
even
it.
Think Rico Barino ever said a North Carolina song.
He didn't have to
because
his sister
only,
was on American
the only
Idol.
Nigga niggas know from North Carolina is DJ Luke Nasty, and
no,
that don't count.
They know Petey Pablo.
I mean, yeah, but that shit is a low key a diss. Niggas be like, oh, you one of them twist around your head ass niggas. Like, nah, but I don't want to hear it.
I'm not from here.
I don't want to be a nigga. That's why you said that.
No, and I'm trying to tell you this is what people from that's not from
the fact
here
that you
think.
Even brought up Petey Pablo is
because
like
that's the only
crazy.
Reason I even knew anything about North Carolina when I was in Turkey. Stationed in Turkey,
I'm proud
and
of
they
you.
Heard. I'm like, oh,
I'm
who the
proud
hell is
you.
That? He from North. I ain't never heard no artist from North Carolina. I'm telling you how people from outside of North Carolina think about Carolina music.
I mean,
you're defending it based off of what y'all talk about here in the echo chamber.
No, I mean, I've lived in different places and dealt with artists that deal with like music. Like, the Carolinas are known for boosting artists that are moving around. Like, once an artist is in New York or in one of these big cities and they got some shit popping where they city fucking with it, they know they can come to Carolina and get a bag, and they can come to South Carolina.
That's
they can hit all
point.
The strip clubs. They can do a whole run. They can go to North Carolina. They're going to fuck with Tim Boss. They
that's
gonna go
what I just
to
said.
Underground Rich and Greensboro.
I just saw
they
the
gonna,
post that just said, that gonna, was, you just, you're like, making my argument for me.
No, yeah, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just giving you, like, my views on, like, what you're saying. I'm saying I agree with the fact that we don't necessarily have a sound, but if we did have a sound and if people were to say we had a sound, it wouldn't be the trap shit. That's why when when you came, it was a very trap sounded time though. 2018, you had Stunner for Vegas that came out. He really was lit for the North Carolinas. He had you seeing dancers that niggas is tipping every weekend in the video. So this is taking dancers up. It's a lot of dancers that like wasn't really popping and doing shit before then. Then you got little shawty from Winston. What's her name? Yeah, Shot from the Tray. Shot from the Tray was going.
This is what I'm saying.
And Shot from the Tray was a little trap rapper from Winston that like
nobody knows these people unless you're from the Carolinas.
No, that's Cal.
They don't.
Bruh, Shot from the Tray all over TikTok.
Fred, you know
she
these
all
people?
Over. I'm telling you, Shot from the Tray. She,
I'm
bruh,
telling
she
you, if
around.
I were to bring in all of my friends from Philly, from Florida, from all the bases I was at, they
but
would
we,
not know these
but we
people.
Have a small music scene. Our music scene is cultivated for the people who are already making money. You got Brian Dawson, who's been down here for forever. You got Mir I Am, who's doing shit in Raleigh. You got DJ Chuck T. You got
this is the point
got,
I'm making. Only the people
who,
here in this clique know that they exist.
Yeah, I mean, and that but that's how the industry works everywhere though. Like even your favorite artist right now probably can't release music because they're not independent and they done made enough money for their label to want them to sit their contract out.
What I'm trying to get across is that the Carolinas just is not on the map like it should be.
Yeah.
The way that other artists from other areas come here and make money should be the same way that local artists can make money.
But Carolina artists go make money at other places too.
That was the point. The post that I saw, he saw it too, said that why won't the artists in Carolina make the money and make their stamp here instead of going to Atlanta,
it's
like
not,
the other artists
it's
from
not
Atlanta
enough,
come
it's
here.
Not enough of a demographic, though. It's not enough.
How
of,
if other artists from other places
because
come
got,
here making money?
You only got a select few studios. You only got a select few engineers. You got a lot of studio owners that are
so
hiring college niggas
other,
that barely can engineer or that
so
barely
why
are.
Would people from Atlanta come here and make the money that the Carolina artists can
because
make?
Because they
so
doing
easy.
Shows, though. They doing shows and they
that's
getting concerts.
That's what
concert.
We're talking about.
Nah, yeah, I'm saying, but you're asking why people won't invest in it here because, like,
I said, like, why isn't it known? Like, why won't they? Why isn't
because,
this?
Because
like, it why aren't they cultivating to have, stuff to
have
here?
To have the sound you're looking for, though.
I'm not looking for a sound.
Okay.
I'm looking for them to create a sound.
Right, but you got to have experienced engineers.
They have plenty of it. People come here all the time and go into studios and make music.
Your
with
best
the engineers
are niggas that pull up to your crib. All your top rappers are not in them studios.
Engineers and producers on my show. I'm telling you,
them engineers,
Willie Franco.
Bro, the studio time be $100. The engineer gonna get $20 to $25. He not doing that. A lot of niggas pulling up on these trap rappers and they really engineering shit. You're not seeing the best engineers in these studios. And the studios don't care because the studios are the best in their area, right? So if I'm a studio, I'm not tripping off clientele if I got hella new people coming in trying it for the first time. And if I'm an artist going to a new studio, I'm gonna end up going there 2-3 times before I say fuck this studio. So I done already got, you know what I'm saying? Like
I think I know probably almost every underground producer, engineer,
I mean
anything you could think of in this area, I know them.
I'm proud
and
of you.
And I've dealt with them and it
and you feel like I shouldn't you feel like I shouldn't say what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying that there should be no excuse.
Oh no, it's not an excuse, but people not built the same. People, everybody not trying to help you do something. Just because I fuck with you, don't mean I'm trying to fuck with you.
I'm not saying you saying that these people don't have the engineers and the producers to make the music.
People not trying to put their money into it. Like, look at it like this. It took Underground Rich in Greensboro is one of the hottest studios in North Carolina, hands down. That's where everybody go. That's where you got to go to really get your shit right. When you going through the Carolinas, niggas gonna go through it. You're gonna see niggas wearing the Carolina shit brand. All of that. That's Jay White, right? He literally had to be inspired by moving to LA and seeing that all the shit that was out there wasn't here and creating an ambiance for people to want to buy into. So like a lot of shit out here is there, but it's not particularly looking like what it's supposed to look like. So I feel like a lot of people who are in position are not pushing the narrative to invest money in it to do it. They're just in position.
Exactly.
So, I mean, the problem is it's just not invested into down here. That's why I said it's not no demographic for it. Everywhere else, there are studios open. Like, you got Tyler Perry Studios in Atlanta where niggas is using different shit. You got different, like, selfie studios where people are using. You got, like, so much college internship shit going on with students with cameras. Like, it's not set up like that out here. You know what I'm saying? So, it could be. And, you know, it would take for somebody who is in position to do it. Like, I feel like I could do something like that. Like, if I ever got to the point where, and when I get to the point that, you know, I'm able to, you know, touch things and make them go like how I plan to do. Like it, cause I still, you know, fuck with the narrative of music. Like my homegirl Jazz with an X, she just was on Rhythm and Flow. Like, nigga, I used to engineer her in my house and we started at Why Not Wednesday. And that same song that she was doing 5-6 years ago was what really got her on the Rhythm and Flow and shit. And now she popping, she got 100,000 followers. She getting booked, she doing her thing. And it's like, you never know who's going to be who and how, you know what I'm saying? Like, but a lot of times, like, niggas just don't want you to win. But me personally, I'm a nigga that's pushing the narrative for everybody, bro. I post my niggas, you know what I'm saying? I have real talks to my niggas, like, to piggyback off what you said earlier. Like, what do I feel about men having intimate talks? Like, Party Boy is in here. Like, he a person that, like, we talk for 2-3 hours and we ain't seen each other in months. And it just be about a lock in on, like, mental health, spirituality, talking about what you're doing in your career, talking about, like, you know, even love life, if that's what it got to come down to. Because it's like, we all need that shit. Like, we all
absolutely
be out here acting like, and I feel like that's the problem with Carolina. Like, Carolina is such a slave land type of place, like South Carolina and North Carolina, because we have such a history of people not giving a fuck about it when they make it. And a lot of people have not poured into it, from music to comedy to, like, even in the comedy scene. A lot of North Carolina niggas done did some great shit, but they ain't really poured back into North Carolina for real.
Right.
They ain't coming back trying to find no North Carolina comedians or trying to put nobody on. So it just depends on what your purpose is internally. Mm. And a lot of people get what they want because they selfish. Like, that's why it's taking me so long and taking you so long. Not saying you don't got what you want, but our platforms are so much more vast. So we got to create our foundation a little deeper into the earth. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people can just go do whatever because they don't got no soul. They don't got no, you know, real structure to who they are. It's right. Like, so.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you.
Sorry, I got off on
Do you feel that you're supported or in this one,
I don't give a fuck.
On a mental health
fuck support,
do you feel like you're supported, like with your mental health? I know you said you talked to him, or do you feel like you're always the one supporting?
I feel like I'm always the one supporting, but I police my friends. You feel me? Like, if you don't show up for me, if you was a nigga that ain't do what you was supposed to do, I'm on bullshit. And I'm going to tell you about yourself. Like, I just had a situation with my, well, I'm a Q Dog. My Neos that just came out. I went to Miami to help them with a fucking Omega pageant for free. You feel me? But I booked myself down there all week and got paid. So it was cool. Went help them host the shit. When I get out there, I get my phone stolen. I hit one of my Neos up on Instagram like, yo, I got my phone stolen. I can't come to pageant practice. I'm going to be at the show tomorrow, but send me your number and shit. He like, all right, bet. Hit me later. I'm like, what? First of all, nigga, I just flew across the world to help you. And you ain't say what you need. You ain't say, oh, do you need a ride? Do you need me to use my phone? How are you even contacting me? What? Like, but yeah, I'm just a type of nigga that I police my friends. Like, and I feel like we got to have consistent check-ins, like even with family, you know what I'm saying? Like even with relationships, like we got to have consistent check-ins. We got to have consistent talks. We got to have consistent moments where I need to know if I bothered you and you need to know if you bothered me. And like, we need to know how to get through that, because like to manage money with a person that you can't really have friction with is impossible. And that's like in family and relationships and friendships, all that shit connected to your money and your time and your career and your energy. So fuck you caring about what you felt. Let's care about what we feel. Because I know I care about what I feel, and I know I'm willing to give grace to how you feel. So if it's not reciprocated, I'm gonna definitely speak up for myself. Right. I'm gonna definitely make this if are we gonna do this or not?
Right.
Right.
I know that's right. Listen to the young boy spitting some knowledge out here.
Hey, come on now. I stay in a cul-de-sac, pinky up.
Oh my God. So how does the entertainment industry affect your dating life?
Well, if I was stationary, it would be dope because I could just date. You know what I'm saying? But because I'm trying to push the narrative of the timing of my career and like, you know, travel these places and, you know, make my relevance like hit as I got momentum. It's hard because I'm like right now I'm on a 42 day, 41 shows, 5 states, 6 weeks tour that I like put myself on. So it's like, imagine I'm in LA dating somebody and I'm gone for 6 weeks.
All right.
It's like, how do you accept the fact that I'm a growing comedian, so I'm finna have to make funny videos. I'm finna have to connect with people. I'm finna have to be in people's face. I'm finna have to take crazy photos and shit. I'm finna, you know what I'm saying? It's like dealing with somebody and trying to reassure their confidence in that space is kind of hard. So, you know, it's doable, but like it's definitely a thing that, you know, comes up and it's hard. But I'm not like, I'm single.
And you've been eating coochie since you was 13, so they got to understand that.
I only eat coochie now. I only eat coochie now if you know God. God don't even.
Oh my God.
Yep. I only eat coochie now if you know God. No cap. Luke 1:37, nothing is impossible with the presence of God. So I kissed that up her leg, and God tell me to stop if I need to stop. For real, I kiss her up her leg, and then I fuck around, kiss her all the way up to the forehead and go to sleep. I'm like, yeah, this bitch don't know God. I gotta get out of here. Kiss her up to the forehead, she go to sleep. I sneak on out. I got light feet.
What's really wrong with you?
Yeah, I got light feet.
Oh my God.
I definitely wake up before a bitch. Bitches be thinking they wake up early. No, you don't. I'm gone in the wind.
I can't with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm notorious for not giving dick out too. Like we be done went out, drank, came back to the spot, and like I really be tired too. And then, like, if we had any moment that night where I didn't fuck with you for real, bitch, I'm not finna give you the I'm not even finna do this. And you could possibly be my best sex, but I doubt it. So, realistically, I know I'm gonna be nastier than any nigga you ever dealt with, and I'm gonna actually pay attention to your body and care. And I can wake up and make breakfast, and I got a king size bed with sheets that have been changed recently, you know. You'll come over a nigga house and get a pimple right by your eye on the side you lay. You like, damn, the makeup fucking me up. No, his pillowcase. This nigga, all right. Niggas don't be, all right.
I didn't know where
when you go
going,
to a nigga crib, walk straight to his bathroom. Can I use the bathroom? Open the curtain. He only got one bathroom because he ain't living like that. He only got one bathroom.
I don't know what girls.
That bathroom got a tub in it. Slide the little thing back, see what's going on in the tub.
I don't know.
In LA. Like, I got a dope apartment in LA. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm living above my means, low key. But I'm paying a good price for it, so it's cool. I'm making it work, and I'm sacrificing. I'm breaking even type shit. But I gotta work real hard to keep that bitch. Okay. Not even gonna cap. But it's great. I'm right on Hollywood Walk of Fame. I'm like right by all the hustle and bustle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
Okay.
But
I got two more questions for you, and I ask every guest these questions.
Boom.
First question: what has been the best advice you've ever received?
I can give you two of those. The best advice I would say in life that I've ever received is from my granddad. He used to always be like, you know, knowledge is power. And the more knowledge you have as a man about a vast number of topics or a vast number of things, or even, you know, creating a vast number of talents, the more relevance you have. Mm-hmm. And a relevant man is a man that's taken care of forever. And he was saying, like, as long as you are relevant to what people need, and as long as you are able to solve a problem, you'll always have work and you'll always have purpose. So, you know, I feel like, you know, being able to especially do all of the different types of things that I do now, just being able to stay in that space where I'm staying relevant, but not even from like a place of being gimmicky or viral or clickbait, but, you know, being relevant because you are the person for the job, you know. And I feel like that's how Kevin Hart got himself to where he was, you know, like just working hard, being the most professional, being the most marketable at the time, being, you know what I'm saying, to the point where he's just literally everywhere, you know what I'm saying? So, and then I would say the other best advice was in comedy. D.L. Hughley told me at Raleigh Improv, he was like, you're funny, but when you want to try a new joke, put the joke inside of a joke that's already working. He was like, in life, we try a lot of things that we don't know if they work, but if we got a system that's working and what we want to implement is not going to work inside our system that's already working, we know that we need to wait before we are putting that into our system, because what we have already working is where we need to be. And, you know, it kind of like applies to life and just, you know, allowing yourself to not try to move too fast. Cause it's like, you could start a podcast and want to do this and want to do that and want to, and at the same time, if you don't have the brand set, if you don't have the purpose set, if you don't have the right type of, you know, engineer that's going to clip all the shit, if you don't have the capacity to, you know, book out and have dates for, you know, the people that are doing the interviews and shit, it's going to be hard for you to, you know, make it work. So I feel like a lot of people don't know the work that it really takes. Yeah.
They have no idea.
They end up learning in the process and quitting.
And quit. Me and my engineer were just talking about that the other day.
I fuck with it.
Yeah. So last question.
What you use, shea butter or something?
Oh,
I didn't think you was going to shine the whole episode, but you shined the whole episode.
He over there.
I had put lotion on before I got in here. My knuckle ashy by now. Like the wind blowing in here, it's all type of shit going on.
It's not shea butter, but
ooh,
it's just genetics.
I thought you was finna say it's a baby oil. I'm like, okay, no, Diddy,
just genetics. No, we don't need no. I don't even feel like baby oil no more.
I feel like I could see you at a Diddy party with this green dress on. Like
you can't.
Yeah, I'm wearing green, but I'm not green. The fuck? I don't drink.
I ain't what they want at the party, so.
Nah, yeah, you would. That would be perfect. You'd be the reason why he wouldn't even be in jail. You'd be policing everything. You'd be like, Diddy, get it together. He'd be like, you know what? You're right. I'm going to send you home.
Exactly. And then the party will commence. The after party.
And I'm going to be your Uber driver. Like, yeah. You're going to be like, this is not my stop. I'm going to be like, what?
Now you're kidnapping me. Golly. Last question. What advice would you give 15-year-old Hugo? Don't eat pussy at 13. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Nah, it wouldn't be don't eat pussy at 13. Definitely eat pussy at 13.
Don't.
Not in this day and age, though. But the best advice, that's crazy that you asked me the question again so they don't have to hear that like that. Because that was crazy.
What advice would you give 15-year-old Hugo?
advice that I would give myself would be, like, if I talked about them, it ain't even just a statement. It's about to be a whole comment. Little bro, you are everything you want to be. You just have to do the work. There's no way that anything you're dreaming for and anything you want can be for you if you don't work. All of the things that you want and all of the things you desire are behind a process of work. Everybody who does not believe in you and does not see the vision that you have for yourself has not seen you do enough work. There is no way for you to take things personal when other people are not believing in what you have yet to do by yourself, when you are needing them to help you put in the work. Yeah, like, boss yourself up. You know, you got time. Give yourself grace. Don't react. You know, don't let yourself be a mad little nigga. You know, like, I used to be a very mad kid, but like, don't react. Like, it's okay that people not fucking with you. It's okay to be, you know, an individual. It's okay to, you know, sit in your thoughts, but don't stay in them. You know, let it be whatever it is. Like, the main thing I would say to myself at 15 is, it's already all right. No matter what that is. Like, even if you asking God for something, he gonna say, it's already all right. If you asking a good parent, they gonna say, it's already all right. If you talking to your intimate partner and you talking about some serious shit, they should be able to say, it's already all right. So you should be able to say that to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep yourself strong, keep yourself whole, and at the end of the day, just be better tomorrow. Is what I would say to my 15-year-old self, which probably would be too much. He'd be like, shut the fuck up.
I'm trying to go eat some pussy. Anyway, I appreciate you. For
I like when
on
you say
show.
Pussy with don't so many wives.
Listen,
how many wives? How many wives you need? Because I got why I want to do it, why you should want it, and why people should know about it. So, like, how many wives? How many wives we need? Y equals MX plus B. Like, Y equals why I want to do it.
Y'all
M
don't come get
is
him.
Me. X is your ex because this nigga don't watch the podcast no more. And plus B is the. The booty bouncing. I don't
what?
Know. Yeah, Y equals MS plus B. It's a slope.
This dude. Oh my God.
If you look at slope and you look at the way the chart.
We're done.
It's really a 69.
I appreciate you for coming on the show.
On the slope.
I want you to look into that camera, let the people know how they can follow you, what you got coming up, what dates, all that good stuff.
You can follow me to her car you can follow me on Instagram at Worldwide Hugo. You can follow me on Facebook at Hugo Alexander. You can follow me on YouTube at Worldwide Hugo. You can follow my you can go on my website, worldwidehugo.com. Yeah, man, I'm out here, I'm doing shit, I'm making it make sense. Also follow the Laugh Away From Home show. Laugh Away From Home Instagram. That's Laugh Away From Home spelled like you know how to spell. it's Comedy Advocate and Mental Health. I have a podcast. I do live comedy shows. I'm actually doing a tour for that too. I have 7 dates in 7 different states that I've been doing. So, you know, shout out to that. I actually have a show in Charlotte May 9th. I would love to give you some tickets for it. So you and engineer, my guy, if you free on May 9th, I'd love to give you some tickets
Absolutely.
For that. And shit, it's a dope show. We're going to have some comics that's funny as fuck. We're going to have some comics that's going to be funny for me to talk about. So, you know, type shit. We're going to.
That's what's up. I'll definitely be there. That's Mother's Day weekend, ain't it?
Yeah, that's like that Friday.
Okay. Yeah. If I'm in the country, I'll show.
I ain't tripping. Do your thing.
I'll be there.
Yeah, yeah.
Why
are
you
him
so
too.
Concerned?
No, it's cool.
You look so concerned.
Nah, bring him too. We're going to see how tall he is.
Listen, y'all
that
know who I am. 10. I am Didi Legette, aka
that
the Core
5
Queen.
10.
And I appreciate y'all for showing up this week to watch the show. Please make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, like, comment, share,
He's
let
5.
People know about the show. And next week, I don't think I'll be here. I'm going to be on IG Live doing an interview with Ooh. Comedian, Larry Starks, I think his name is.
Larry Starks, where are you from?
LA maybe, I don't know.
Okay,
my PR hooked it up, so we're supposed
Your
to be doing
PR?
An interview.
Yeah, PR
on Tuesday. So
I go to Puerto Rico too.
The next 2 weeks we will not be live. I'll be out of the country the following week, so I'll do a replay or something so y'all can have something to look at on Wednesday.
Damn, and this episode 59, we should have waited 10 episodes. You tripping?
Y'all, we out. I'm out.
I'm saying though, it would have made out. It would have made so much sense to we have me on episode 69.
Cut it
though.
Off. Cut it.
Are you a content creator looking for a space to create and elevate your brand? Well, look no further. The Core Queen Podcast Studios is now open. Core Queen Podcast Studios offers spaces for content creators to record or to live stream their podcast. Whether you're an aspiring creator or you're a seasoned vet, the Core Queen Podcast Studios is here for all your content creator needs. Visit CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com for more info. That's CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com today.